Now, what I am going to do with you today is I'm going to work a little bit on distortion because it's really important. And this little bit on distortion is only going to be what we can do in here with you as a group. Now, let me describe what distortion is the way I see it. There are many kinds of distortion, but one that I see very often among the people who really, really want to work and really want to do ascension and transformation is that they are slightly ahead of their bodies, slightly misaligned, not seriously misaligned, but slightly misaligned. Well, that means that you think you're all going in the same direction, all the parts of you, your mental, emotional, etheric bodies, as well as your physical body, and your soul. All of you are going in that direction, but it's not quite all clicking in. And what I wish to do with you today is a simple little clicking in. It will make things easier for you when you are working on your other things. It will make things easier for you when you are listening to me or to Adama or to anyone else, including your own inner wisdom. Because by doing the clicking into yourself, you are going to be realigning yourself with that totality. With each of you, when you recognize that you are all clicked in, the distortion you did have goes away. And it is also easy for you to see the larger distortions. One or more of your bodies is out of alignment. So, very simply now, we ask you to touch the top of your head and say, I connect with my mental body, my emotional body, my etheric body, my physical body, with my divine blueprint. You can all say that silently or aloud, it doesn't matter. And I notice that Aryan's body is tipping backward as I do that, so she is moving into it. And you might notice your body moving in some way, because when you do, you are tipping into it. And then do the same with your sixth chakra. You're linking your emotional, your mental, your physical, and your etheric bodies to your divine blueprint. This sounds so simple, but it's amazing how we often don't realize it. And now, move down to your fifth chakra, aligning your mental, emotional, physical, and etheric bodies to that divine blueprint. And to your eighth chakra, just below your notch, aligning the mental, the emotional, the physical, and the etheric bodies. People forget about these extra places. To your divine blueprint. And it's not difficult. As we move down into the heart, the emotional, the mental, the physical, and the etheric connected to your divine blueprint. To hear somebody yawn like that before I put them on the spot means that your body is adjusting. Any kinds of reactions from your body is adjusting. Now down to your third chakra. Mental, emotional, physical, etheric. down to your hara, your center, around your belly button. This is a place that people often forget, and yet it is a very essential place. All four of those bodies, you know now. Down to your second chakra. And finally, your first, at the base of your spine. You may notice things happening, but even when, as we have done all of those, we are not done. Because your divine blueprint is a body that goes all the way down, down to your feet, out to your hands. So say that into your knees. This is a very big area where people forget that they are connected. And then down to your feet and your toes and your heels. And then up to your shoulders. Remember, you have shoulders. And of course, elbows and hands and fingers. So align all of those.